How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. I didn't get to see you when you were here the other day, but my associates reported to me your willingness to exchange viewpoints and to try to understand the problem of the whole country, as well as the obligation that you have to your stockholders, and they were very gratified.
Very good.
We had come from the point in the days when we talked about kennel dogs at General Motors, with our friend Mr. Wilson, to the point where you would really consider the effects to every citizen of this price increase, and I wanted to commend you and your board, your associates, not only for your willingness to come and discuss, but for your willingness to seriously consider the problems of your country in a critical period. And I thought it was a very enlightened and constructive and patriotic approach that you took.
Well, you're very kind, Mr. President.
I'm heartened that the business community in these times spends the effort and the patience trying to understand the problems of the 200 million. And I know primarily you have to serve your stockholders, and you do it well, but you have a higher obligation to your country, and you do that well too. And I thought that I'd like you to know that, and I'd like your associates to know I feel that way about you and them as a result of your conduct the 5 years I've been president.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. I shall certainly pass this along to all of my associates on the board, and I know that they too will be gratified. We have tried to do our best. These have been difficult times for all of us, as you so well know, and we all have a responsibility, and we're trying to take care of our share of it just the same way that you have been trying to take care of yours.
I just felt I ought to call you and tell you, and I appreciate very much, and you're at liberty to please tell all of your board members and your management team.
Well, thank you very much. I shall pass this along, and they will be just as gratified as I am. And you certainly are very, very courteous and understanding to take the time to call me.
Thank you very much.
I hope I shall have the pleasure of seeing you soon.
I hope any time you're here, you'll come in.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. President.
Waiting.